the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning. I'm Stacy Ann. So glad to have you along for the ride on this Friday. Yes, thanking God, it's Friday, the 9th day of April. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. And I am looking at the weather forecast. And yes, I did wear my sandals today. Oh, it was cool this morning, but it is already going to be warming up to about 58 degrees. And as we look through the weekend, 50 degrees tomorrow, a little cooler, but sunny. Yeah, some clouds in the sky. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to start getting into the mid-60s, maybe up to the 70s on Thursday. I am celebrating that. I'm looking forward to that. And I know certainly some of you this weekend, you're still going to be cleaning out the yard of trees and debris, right? When it's dry and not so wet, it's easier to do that. And there's all kinds of projects happening all around our community to get that effort all figured out, right, before summer hits. And so what we're going to talk about that a little bit and some opportunities where you can help others with this effort in our community. But I want to share a little bit about our news and talk about a story. We talked about a story earlier this week. If you remember from the Northwest Observer, they had talked about, and they'd featured actually some video of a press conference about Governor Brown and I think the Oregon Health Science folks and all of that, the authority, and they were talking about, they were questioned, right, by a reporter who asked them, you know, how many individuals that have been vaccinated have been positive now of COVID-19, because we've heard this, right? We've heard that there's been a wave of people who get the vaccination and then they get COVID-19. And when they were kind of put on Oregon Health Authority and Governor Brown, you know, they on this little press conference that they had via Zoom, when they were questioned, they kept passing the buck. No one really had any questions. Well, they've since come out with some data, and this is coming from Northwest Observer, and I put the link up on our Facebook page. It says breakthrough cases numbered. That's what they're calling them, breakthrough cases. So if you hear that term, that's what that is. This is someone who's been vaccinated, quote unquote, and now they're getting COVID. Here in Oregon, vaccinated individuals test positive for COVID-19. The Oregon Health Authority has finally identified and released the count, 168 COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough cases, including 3 deaths as of April 2nd, 2021. Breakthrough cases are when vaccinated individuals test positive for the virus. OHA public health officials say it's a reminder that no vaccine is 100% effective and vaccine breakthrough cases will occur. So I'll put the rest, you can go and find the rest of this article at northwestobserver.com, but that is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And we thought it was kind of interesting how they've been tracking everything else, right? All the presumed cases and all of these things and given all this data and following the science, but then they couldn't come up with this data. I don't think they really wanted to disclose this data, but because we were asking for it, they finally did. And the dates are from April 2nd. So I don't know how often they're going to be updating these, but this is certainly something that we want to keep an eye on. And also here this Friday, I don't know about you, but when the weather starts warming up, you know what I like to do? Garage sales. I like to go out and find out treasures, even though I don't need anything right now. I'm in that place in my life. But as I was raising my kids, I lived off of garage sales and resale stores like the trunk. And I love to go treasure hunting, not only for the things I might find or the things that I might need, but who I would meet who's also looking for treasures, right? Well, guess what? The Great Junk Hunt. Yes, it has returned to the Oregon State Fairgrounds, and it kicks off today, and it goes through Sunday. And I know the fairgrounds really pretty much has been a place where they've used for, people have been there for, you know, a temporary residence during the fires. Certainly the homeless have sheltered there during the cold spells, and they've done vaccination clinics, and so it's been utilized practically for those things. Now we're doing some special events. Looking forward to that, and including, I think, this summer, we're going to even have some fair, right? Some Marion County Fair and some things there. The other event that's taken place, and this is a benefit to the youth at the River Church, is there's a rummage sale going on right now at the River Church, and they're located on Portland Road. Let me look. 4675 Portland Road. It starts right now, and it goes today and tomorrow. And so this is going to benefit the youth of the River Church and their efforts to reach out and do ministry. And so that is something else that is kind of fun. And I love those kinds of things. And I certainly love to support ministries and good causes. And that's kind of our theme today. You know, I've shared with you how important it is that we work together to be good neighbors and improve the quality of our community, right, in all different ways. And I have a burden for our youth. I've been really concerned about our kids this last year, particularly. They've been isolated and they've been stuck at home. And part of the growing process and understanding and maturing is connecting with their peers and learning how to relate and how to relate to adults. And if they're isolated and at home and then they're told that they can't do this and do that, it really limits them. And now we're finally getting back to schools. And there's some efforts in our community that have been established long time here in Salem, outreaches to connect with our kids in their relationship-based ministries. And they've impacted my life. And I shared about a year ago, right after I started on the radio station, I had this ministry in the studio with us talking about camping and how I'd gone to Canyon View Horse Camp. Of course, it's Canyon View Camp, but they have a part of their camp that's Horse Camp. And my mind has always been Horse Camp. And it impacted my life in seventh grade so much so I wasn't going to church. It wasn't something that I did on a regular basis, but I got to go to this camp and I was exposed not only to the wonderful relationship with animals and how to take care of them and really did. So it was almost like an escape for me in my home life and what I was facing and dealing with on a day-to-day basis, but also introduced me to a God and a creator God who cared about me and had a plan for my life. And I'm excited to have John Walker back in the studio with me from Canyon View Camp. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stacey Ann. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for what you're doing, continuing to do. And I just give our listeners an update. We play your commercials. We know that you work with different camps, different kinds of camps, mm-hmm. and you guys have had a year. Not only did you say did they tell you couldn't have overnight camping, which is what kind of your purpose last summer, yeah. but then we had the fires, and then we mm-hmm. had this ice storm. Talk to us. Give us an update.
Well. The blessing of the whole thing is God has gotten us through, and we're still up alive and kicking.
Amen.
And going on and going strong. And but the ice storm was really did do a number on us. We have 87 acres of lots of trees, mm-hmm. and we figure we have over 200 that either came down or were seriously damaged. And so it's a big cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been fortunate to have a lot of volunteers coming out and helping, donating their time and their resources to help us take care of those things. Some buildings were damaged, and we had a local contractor come in and has done most of the fixing, but he also donated his crew for 3 days
wow.
to take trees off of buildings and to begin the restoration process.
Can you give him a shout out and their organization?
C.L. Rose Construction out
Fantastic.
Of Soberton.
Fantastic. Okay, because I just think that's incredible anytime yeah. they do that. So 3 days of help
yep.
and service. That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's really made a difference mm-hmm. For us. And some of the parts of the camp look pretty normal, but we still have when you have big trees that you know have really damaged some of our buildings, mm-hmm. it's there's still a lot to do yet.
Well, tell me a little bit about backing up to last fall when the fires were happening in the area. Did you have to evacuate your animals and all of those things?
We did. The fire never really got that close to us, mm-hmm. and it was going kind of in a different direction. But for safety's sake, to be you know, mm-hmm. prevent in case something did happen. We did take all the horses to the fairgrounds,
mm-hmm.
like you mentioned earlier.
Right, right.
And so that was very fortunate. And just a shout out for the Salem community, all the things mm-hmm. that were donated. There was food that was, if you were there, you did not go hungry.
Right.
There was all kinds of food that was donated that you could eat. And there was all kinds of feed for the animals and bedding for the animals mm-hmm. and everything. And so we were really blessed by the Salem community and all that they did to help take care of not just our animals, but all the animals that had mm-hmm. been taken there for safety.
Well, and when you think about the silver lining and all of that, looking backwards here, we'd been locked up all summer pretty much. I know you'd done some day camp stuff with mm-hmm. kids and things. To have the fires, a silver lining in it is we saw the community come out and connect again, mm-hmm. and it was beautiful. We live in such an incredible place, and we have mm-hmm. the most amazing people in this area, truly do. How did the summer camps, the day camps go last year? Were they full? Did you have the staff that you needed? And
well, we had enough staff. Mm-hmm. We were fortunate for that. We did have our horsemanship camps. We turned into, instead of overnight, we turned those into day camps, mm-hmm. and those were more than the previous year.
Oh, good.
Our other overnight day camps that we would normally have an overnight camp, those were fuller than the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
We normally have day camps that are mm-hmm. specifically a shorter day for mm-hmm. younger kids. Those were down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. We had probably about 600 less campers than we had the previous year,
mm-hmm.
just because a lot of churches weren't really set up to deal with all the COVID restrictions mm-hmm. and the testing and all those mm-hmm. kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a logistical thing for them. But some were able to do it,
mm-hmm.
and we still had quite a few, several hundred kids come and have an opportunity to get them outdoors and enjoying the sunshine mm-hmm. and the nature that God created for us.
So right now the game plan is get the campground safe again,
mm-hmm.
making sure that all the trees and the buildings are repaired and all of that
yep.
kind of thing. And what is your biggest need right now?
I'd say the biggest need right now is sufficient funds to rebuild the buildings. We had one tree that was like 3 foot at the base fall and hit one of our bathroom facilities, and also went through that and hit the cabin next to it.
Oh, boy.
And I think even went to the cabin beyond that. It was a very tall tree.
Wow.
And so it's just trying to get those fixed and repaired and
mm-hmm.
back up so we can use them again. That's kind of my biggest concern right now
mm-hmm.
as far as what needs to be done.
And what is the dollar amount that you would like to have to get this work done? Have you had estimates done?
Well, we have
it?
Not had any estimates yet.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been so busy just taking care of the trees that have come down, and
yeah.
I haven't had time to really get to that point
yet.
Kind
of a triage, right? In a sense,
yeah.
you're like figuring out what's the most important thing to deal with and,
exactly.
and unpacking. And it's only been, 6 weeks since that
mm-hmm.
happened, maybe 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And how long were you out of power in your area?
Well, the camp was out of power for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so that made it, again, a challenge because
mm-hmm.
a lot of our staff, full-time staff, live on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it very difficult for them to try to live life and
yes.
still, you know, and that's why our first 2 weeks after the storm, all we did was work on clearing the roads and
mm-hmm.
clearing the trees and making even roads passable. And then finally the PGE came and in 1 day they got us all back up into power.
Oh, fantastic.
So fantastic. That was a real blessing.
Now, for those that don't know about your camp, Canyon View Camp, let's talk about location and what your mission and all of that. Let's kind of go over that.
Well, we're 20 miles or less from
mm-hmm.
Salem,
mm-hmm.
Especially from the east side. We're only about 15 miles away or less.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission is mainly to have a safe, fun place for kids to hear the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe truly that God's Word can change a life.
Oh, that's so very true.
And we're really low pressure. We
mm-hmm.
just share the Word and we let God do His work in the kids' hearts and minds.
Well, I can tell you that it certainly those seeds planted grew up in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that it's true. Continuing on the conversation with Canyon View, and we're going to introduce a new friend to me, but not a new friend to the area. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann. Together on this fabulous Friday, it's 9:22 in the morning. And I want to thank Bill Sunderland, Country Financial. Sunderland agency for being a morning show sponsor. If you need any insurance, give Bill a call, 503-885-0789, or go to SunderlandAgency.com. And don't forget, the Best of the Willamette Valley voting has kicked off. You can vote for your favorite businesses in the area. It's presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. Go to votebowv.com and vote. In fact, you can even vote for KSLM, your favorite radio station, among all the other wonderful businesses as well. So go and do that. We only have until the 23rd of April to get the voting done. And remember, you can vote every single day. Yes, you can. So I'm excited about that as well. We're continuing the conversation this morning, and we've had a great kind of a review of what's been going on at Canyon View Camp. And of course, I shared with you that I went to this camp as a kid here in the area as I was growing up in seventh grade. And the other thing that impacted my life here, going to Sprague High School, I had some friends in high school that invited me to a club to go on an evening to this house in the neighborhood with a bunch of other crazy kids. And all I remember is it was so much fun. I laughed so hard. My side hurt, but I was just so encouraged because at the end of it, there was a little message, and it all kind of made sense to me. And it was a message of faith and hope. And I'm like, wow, you can have fun and talk about God and all of these things. And so that was my first introduction to Young Life. And Young Life is a wonderful ministry that has been around as well for many, many years in the nation. And here in the Willamette Valley, it's been around for a long time as well. And I'm really encouraged to introduce to you Matthew Henriksen. Matthew, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're breaking you in on the radio, aren't we?
We are. Yep.
you're so brave to come here, and I was so excited to see an advertisement or an outreach through social media about an event that you're having, a fundraiser, and I'm like, yay, Young Life. I need to get them in. I need to find out what's going on, and with COVID, it's kind of been difficult to get to know some of these ministries and the things that are going on, and so you and your family have been here, and you've been working with Young Life now, and tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
Sure. I'm entering, I think, my eighth year helping with Young Life. I just got started because I was a youth pastor here in town.
Okay.
And the church I was at on staff was a huge fan of Young Life. And they said, hey, how do we build bridges? And I just started building a bridge. And, and Young Life did too. And eventually, I just went on the other side of the bridge a couple of years ago and came on staff with Young Life. And yeah, my wife and I have lived in Northeast Salem for 14 years. She's been here longer than I, actually. But yeah, we've been up to this community, really.
Yes.
I was on a walk around Chemeketa Community College one day, and as a youth pastor, and God kind of put on my heart, hey, why aren't you going to the local high school where kids are? And that just happens to be part of the ethos of what Young Life is about, is going to where kids are.
Right. It really is. The outreach and ministry of Young Life, and even when I was in South Dakota, I got involved on and off for many, many years in Young Life. I love it. It's earn the right to be heard.
Yeah.
That whole premise, and in the whole camping we were talking with Canyon View and with Young Life, the whole idea is to build that relationship with that individual and that trust, that then they'll go, hey, why do you believe what you believe? And they see it living out loud, real life up close in a relationship. And so talk to me a little bit of what that looks like. You're at McKay High School, right? How does that look? What does club look like? And how many volunteers do you have and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I love serving in this community. It's such a diverse and rich population in terms of people. And so club right now, we are actually attempting to do our first in-person club for the first time in a while this coming Monday. So we're excited to gather with a bunch of kids in a big room. We're going to take all the precautions we need to do, but we're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm excited for it. Right now, we have about four volunteers on our McKay team. We have another four that help do a ministry with our mid-high at Stevens and Waldo Middle Schools. And across the city, there's quite a few other leaders at various high schools and middle schools. But yeah, we're excited. It's been difficult to know how to do this with COVID. We wanted to be safe and care for our neighbors as well as we can. And yeah, it's been a mystery to figure out. But
have you been doing a lot of one-on-one connecting and those kinds of things? I bet. Yeah. And friends, if you're not familiar with Young Life, not only is it the right to be heard, but it's the most organized chaos you will ever experience. In fact, it's interesting. It would always be interesting to have grandmas and grandpas visit Club when I was in South Dakota, because they're like, there's a method to this madness, and part of that is the whole hour and a half, 2 hours is designed activity that gets the energy out and then gets them settled down to where they're almost primed to hear the message. It's really pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And kids are impacted. When before COVID, on a club night, how many kids would you have?
Yeah, our McKay Club was growing pretty big, actually. We would see on average about 50 to 60 kids show up on a Monday night. In the summer, we do have a summer camp ministry as an aspect of what we do. We raise funds for that every year, and we would take about 40 kids to camp every year for McKay. And all of it's fundraised, all of it's kids doing hard work, cleaning up people's yards, recycling cans and bottles. But yeah, what you said is true. It's everything we do, it starts with getting everybody off the walls, included in something together. Mm-hmm. And throughout the night, we slowly burn up their energy, and then get their focus towards the front, so that when we get a chance to share a story about Jesus, that they're ready to listen to that. And it's been a phenomenal journey in my life to be there.
It really is going out in the culture and being a Pied Piper, in a sense, and calling the kids in. And it's and so the kids that you have typically show up are not your typical church kids. And you don't want necessarily, unless they were going to come alongside their friends, this isn't going and robbing kids from youth group.
No.
It's a whole different deal. It's going to where the kids are at and loving them where they're at. And
absolutely,
I love that aspect. When we come back, I want to get you both your insight on some of the things that are facing families and kids with this COVID and all the culture things that we've been going through this last year. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Continuing the conversation after this. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back. Radio KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacy Ann, and I want to thank our morning show sponsor, the Safe Air Network. Become a member of the Safe Air Network and rest assured that the air and surfaces are 99.9% free of all germs, odor causing bacteria, allergens, mold, fungus, and viruses, including coronavirus. You want to learn more about the Safe Air Network for your office, school, church, camp, anywhere that you breathe. You want to be a part of the Safe Air Network, and it really is a part of the solution of opening up Oregon again and kind of pushing back against who knows what variant and other things that might come our way, right, in the future. So Safe Air Network. com. Continuing the conversation this morning, and before we get there, I do want to go through some community calendar items that are coming up. Business Freedom Fellowship tonight. If you're a business owner, even if you're a nonprofit organizer or a leader, you can come to this as well. It's at the River Church, 7 p.m. tonight. It's a coalition and alliance of like-minded people supporting one another in this culture that we're living in, with a going up and going down, with high risk, no risk, you know, all of these things. It really is an incredible group of people that is developing within our Willamette Valley, and I encourage you to attend. Also next week, the Capital City Republican Women, they're going to be meeting on the 14th And you need to register by April 12th. You can give them a call, 503-371-2322. And then on April 17th, on that Saturday, Oregon Right to Life is having a March for Life at 2:30. Be sure to plan to attend that. And I'm excited about this. Put this on your calendar. May 13th is the first baseball game, yes, at the Volcano Stadium. And we'll have more information as we move a little closer to that. Continuing the conversation this morning, we're talking about ministry and outreach and ways that we can help our youth. And certainly we've talked a lot about businesses and how they've been impacted in our community and with the shutdowns and the COVID and the threat of COVID and all of those things. And we've talked about schools. We haven't really talked so much about ministry or nonprofits and what they do, or I call them parachurch ministries. We have Canyon View here. We have John with Canyon View, and we have Matthew here with Young Life. And, you know, I've been real concerned about our youth. We've had some subjects where we talked about depression and some of the things that have been uniquely challenging to families. And I all my kids are grown, and I have grandkids now. My oldest granddaughter just turned 9. And my daughter and her husband, they have 3 little girls, and trying to figure out and they both have really awesome jobs, and they're in leadership positions in their jobs, and just what they've had to go through and trying to figure out how to school and all of that. It's been a challenging year for families, very stressful, stress-filled as well. What are you seeing with the families that you serve? I'll start with you, Matthew.
Sure.
What are you seeing, and how have you ministered differently this year?
Yeah. It was tough to figure out last March when everything shut down. But quickly, one of the things I heard being talked about and find myself believing is the next pandemic is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people who were affected by this negatively are going to be dealing with that in some capacity going mm-hmm. forward. And I saw that play out pretty quickly, actually. I know quite a few kids in this neighborhood who have had suicide touch their family,
mm-hmm.
or that's been something they've wrestled with themselves. I'm entering my 17th year working with high school and middle school kids, and I would say 2020 from March to March mm-hmm. of this year, I've had more one-on-one conversations with kid contemplating suicide than all the 16 years before that
mm-hmm.
combined. And luckily, there's a lot of resources and a lot of people who want to step into that role with kids. And that's a world that I've been in for some time. And so love always having people to lean on in those moments to, mm-hmm. to help kids find resources they need, to have conversations they need. But it's been difficult, not mm-hmm. just with the suicide aspect of mental health, but a number of kids have lost family members to COVID.
Yes.
And that, not just the losing a loved one, but the difficulty it brings to mourning that loved mm-hmm. one, not being able to hold a funeral the way you'd want
right.
to, or the way it's affected a family's business or their everyday lives. I'm thinking of a friend of mine whose father is a firefighter. He's out on the front lines, and he's working with paramedics, and he can't come home all the time.
Right.
And how difficult that has been for him and his younger siblings. And it's
hard. And the fear aspect. Mm-hmm. Everything's about fear anymore. And mm-hmm. even with the mask and wearing the mask, and it's mm-hmm. like it's training them in a different way that we ever experienced when we were their age. And it's difficult as it is. As a teenager, a young child, especially if there's a difficult home life, and now suddenly they have to be there all the time. There is no escape. There's no going to club. There's no, going to the weekend camp overnight mm-hmm. and getting a refresher or a retreat. All of that has changed, and so our relationship, your relationship, your ministries are even more vital and important. What do you see in John with the people that you serve and are in contact with?
We've found that some programs that we were having trouble getting people to attend
mm-hmm.
we now have waiting lists.
Oh, wow.
To get people in. We've run an airsoft thing that we do on the weekend on mm-hmm. Saturday, and when we thought, well, let's try this, and they can come from the day, they'll be socially distanced, they'll be outdoors, they'll mm-hmm. be breathing fresh air, and we couldn't believe how fast it filled, and we thought, well, let's do another one, and then that one filled, and we
Good.
Did another one, that one filled, and then the ice storm hit, and then we had to kind of reschedule that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it just shows that there's a great need for these kids to be doing something other than just being stuck at home.
Yes.
And not that home is bad. It's just that the interaction with other kids their age, that social interaction is really important. I remember even when our church shut down that I pastor, we shut down for 8 weeks. And we fortunately were a small church, so we were able to open up a lot sooner than a lot of the other churches. And I remember the first time we got together again, the joy of being with other believers again was just, I just showed me how much God intended us to interact and be with one another and to encourage one another in these difficult times.
There is healing in that interpersonal face-to-face. You can actually read the body language. Zoom just doesn't do it.
Nope.
Social media, and it's interesting, prior to, think about this, and you know this in your ministries, prior to COVID hitting, we were like, how do we get the kids away from these electronic, you know, devices and how, you know, leave them at home when you go to camp and all of these things are consuming in front of the, in gaming and in front of the TV. And then they're locked down even more so. That's in a bigger role in their lives now. And they're going to school. And so it's interesting when you can get them out in nature and get pull them away from that, right?
Yeah.
Or for you, like Matthew, I know many Young Life leaders would like to meet for coffee with a student and just get to know them or whatever and have a place or even, you know, going to dinner somewhere with the family or whatever.
Yeah.
All of those were options that were closed.
Yeah.
And so there you really had to be creative. And yet the need didn't go away.
Yeah. We tried to get creative. We one of the things I started doing was just bringing camping chairs, and I'd go buy coffee, and we'd just meet in a parking lot and sit six feet away.
Oh, I love it.
Because nothing was open to sit in, and that's what we would do to meet with kids and or friends and coworkers, and we got creative, but it was still a way to see someone.
So now on the financial side of things, I want to talk about this because, you know, because you're faith-based, you don't do government grants. You don't get, which is fine. That's great. Mm-hmm. It should be people supporting you and believers getting behind you. What have you seen in Young Life this year as far as donations and support? Has it gone down drastically or has it gone up?
It's been a bit of a ride. So we, right as things were closing down in March last year, we had our annual banquet, and it was literally the day before the banquet. We had spent 3 months getting ready, super excited, something we do every year. It's always a big, fun thing, and we had to shut it down and postpone it, and then we tried to rebrand it into a virtual in the fall, and it you know, it was great. We loved what we did. We loved the stories we told, and we loved the response we got. It just wasn't the same as far as what comes in,
and
that's
need.
Okay. And so we... However, like that was like, oh man, we didn't reach that mark. But we just thought we'd pray over year-end giving asks, and we did, and we didn't really make a big push for it. But
you got what you needed.
We were given more than we needed for year-end giving in our area, and so God has sort of filled the storehouses, as they say in Scripture, and so we looked at our budget and we're like, wow, look at where we are. Like,
yay.
No one but God could have done that.
That's right.
Because this year's been so difficult.
It has been a tough year. So you've got a fundraiser coming up. Mm-hmm. You've got the Sporting Clays Mid-Valley North. Talk to us a little bit about opportunities, friends. If you like to shoot at clays, and of course, you know, we've been talking a lot about guns lately and our right to have them. Talk to us a little bit about this wonderful event.
Sure. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to go shoot some clay pigeons, and I'm not really a big person with guns. I don't own any. My brother loves guns, but I've just kind of grown up without them. But I had so much fun. I thought it was such a fun time to just be out and target shoot and different little tweaks to how you do it. And I was like, man, I think I know enough people in my neighborhood or in Salem that would want to do this, and maybe we can raise some money for some kids. And so I came home, and I'd driven by Mid-Valley Clays and Shooting School in Jervis, I don't know how many times, on the freeway. And I just finally just popped in, met Vandy, who runs the whole show there, and she's awesome, and said, hey, I want to figure out how to do this. And so we've been putting together an event for May 1st.
Okay.
And right now we're reaching about 30% capacity filled for our spaces for shooters. But it's an opportunity to come out and shoot a 50-target course, have some barbecue, and win some prizes and raise some money for a good cause in our neighborhood.
The last time I did something like this in South Dakota was one of the best fundraisers we had for a political campaign. In fact, I got the title Annie Get Your Gun. That's what I did. And it was so much fun. And I think it's a clever idea. And so, friends, you could go to Mid-Valley North, Mid-Valley North Young Life, YL. www.younglife.team and get registered. If that's the, is that the easiest website
yeah,
to do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's easy. But.
No, yeah. I'll put a link up on Facebook and certainly on our show plan today, but I encourage people to get involved and get do this shooting thing. I think that's incredible and it goes to a great cause.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's kind of how I saw the wonderful ad and that's how we got connected.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So John, when we talk about fundraising for Canyon View and some of the things that the challenges that you've encountered, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. We don't have any big fundraisers planned right now, but the Lord's people have really been stepping up and mm-hmm. it's been more than I have anticipated and just mm-hmm. been thankful for all that the people have done because they've seen the value of what, like you have said, what a difference it made in your life. Mm-hmm. And those who have been giving know the difference it's made in their lives or the lives of their children or grandchildren.
Right.
And we've been blessed with that. We have had a big cleanup day about a month ago, beginning of March. We had 60 to 100 people show up helping deal with all the wood and the like. We're having another one coming up May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to hopefully have a same number of people coming, and we'll feed you a great lunch. And we'll get some work done and get the camp safe and ready to go for the summer.
What a great opportunity to help two causes on the same day, right? Mm-hmm. May 1st. You can either grab your gun and go on a shootout, or you can grab the chainsaw and and help, or maybe do both.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you could do both. So we're excited to be able to partner with you and get the word out about mm-hmm. these wonderful organizations and certainly ministries that are impacting lives, not just today, mm-hmm. but in the future as well. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. It's 9:50. On this Friday, what do you have planned this weekend? There's lots that you can be doing, including going on rummage sales or estate sales or to the junk hunt or whatever they're calling it at the fairgrounds. Certainly encourage you to go by the River Church. They're having a little yard sale, it's more like a garage sale, there to support their ministries. And certainly I encourage you to spend some time on websites here at canyonviewministries.org. You can go there, and that's how you can donate, right, to support the camp and help with repairs mm-hmm. and sponsor kids this summer, mm-hmm. all of that. They can do that, right there at the website.
That's right. Everything and information about even signing up their kids or grandkids for camp is right there too.
Oh, that's excellent.
And yeah. We are taking summer registrations right now.
I was going to ask you, what is the camp or the day camp plan this year?
Yeah, we're going to do the same thing that we did last year. All mm-hmm. of our camps are turning into day camps, whether they're horsemanship or adventure camps or wilderness type camps. We mm-hmm. take them up to the hill so they're away from everything and all their food is up there, and they cook over a fire and mm-hmm. learn all kinds of outdoor skills that they need to survive
great.
In the woods.
That's awesome. I'm telling you, my experience working in the horse camp, learning how to take care of a horse, yep. how to clean yep. up, even the muck in the stalls, I learned all yep. of that at horse camp. That's awesome.
Yeah, you find out what it's like to have a horse.
Yes, and my dad appreciated that yeah. because he's like, you want a horse? It's work, you know? Mm-hmm. And so let's just say I never got the horse, but mm-hmm. at least I learned about him, yep. right? That's the cool thing. Yep. So when we talk about Young Life mm-hmm. and getting sponsoring and helping with kids in Young Life, you and I were trying to find, I was trying to get the website here,
yeah.
but go ahead and let's say that slowly how people can get involved.
Yeah. The easiest way to find information about what we are doing is at midvalleynorth.younglife.org.
Okay.
And that's our website for our area
mm-hmm.
And can get you plugged into what's going on in each of the school ministries that we have here in, mm-hmm. in North Salem and Kaiser.
What's your greatest need right now in Young Life?
Yeah, there's a lot of needs. Right now, I'd say our greatest need is people who have a vision for kids in mm-hmm. our community mm-hmm. and like Jesus. That mm-hmm. they come alongside us and partners with us. We have leaders and volunteers, but we could always use more. And I think that's our greatest need right now is just more volunteers.
So if you have someone who's been pre-trained as already trained as a volunteer in the past with Young Life, you know, like maybe they should get a little involved.
Well, I'd definitely buy that person coffee. Mm-hmm. And we actually, I think it's April 20th, we're doing a leader interest night for the whole Salem and Kaiser area, where it's just a place to come. I think, I can't remember the location and dates right now, but I can find that and give
Will
it to you.
Will you do that? You get me, you saw here how I read on the community mm-hmm. calendar, right? You give me those dates and times and I'll read your event and sure. thing right here on my little community calendar. I'd love to get behind you and support mm-hmm. you. And I know there are people out there who have the time mm-hmm. and they have the heart for youth. And I'm talking to our listeners right now, friends, that it doesn't matter what your age is. I think sometimes we think we have to be cool and hip and in our 30s to reach kids. No, they need you and you're designed to reach and find your niche. And impacting kids is really important, really important. And it's the adults. And I know my Sunday school teacher, Pat, is listening right now. She groomed me in my love of horses and in my love of Jesus. And she listens every day and she's here in the area. And it's you caring about kids that impacts lives for eternity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can really make a difference. And yep. so is there a phone number that someone could call to get involved?
Yeah, I mean, I yeah. should know my admin's phone number, but uh-huh. I could give my
okay.
cell phone
yeah,
and I can
then
feel
give
those.
You a call.
Yeah, my cell phone number is from Tacoma, Washington, where I'm originally from. So mm-hmm. the area code is 253.
Okay.
But we are here in Salem. So yep. it's 253-380-6020.
Okay. And how about you, John, at Canyon
View? Yeah, to call Canyon View, call 971-239-1347, 1347.
And we talked about the need to have helpers clean up the camp. Mm-hmm. Is there any other needs at Canyon View that we have not talked about?
Yeah, right now we're looking for someone. We have a neighbor is willing to let us have an excavator to use to clean up the camp. Mm-hmm. It's between 65 and 80,000 pounds, so it needs a lowboy. And we need someone to transport it from his property to ours
okay.
so that we can get the trees that have crossed the creek and different things that we can't do on our own. So.
Okay, so we need someone with that experience to get yep. that over to your property
yep.
and so that you can get finish the job, right?
That is correct.
Okay, well, you never know. At one yep. time, we put out a need for a CDL driver, mm-hmm. and we got three or four respond. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly out there. If you're a listener and you have those kinds of expertise and you can move this big equipment
yep.
from one location to another, there you go. Just give you a call. What's the phone number again?
971-239-1347.
Awesome. Well, we talked a lot about kids. We talked mm-hmm. about ministry and impacting our communities for change. I want to wrap up our time. John, give us something real quick about how do you stay encouraged? What do you do to encourage yourself?
Well, the Lord encourages me just every day when I see the mail that comes in and mm-hmm. the testimonies and the encouraging notes that people write to us and how much they appreciate what we're doing and how we've tried some new innovative programs for the camp to mm-hmm. keep going during the COVID and to help parents out through this, you know, dealing with their kids and school. Mm-hmm. So it's that those are the things that have really encouraged me.
Yes.
And I think that's been the biggest thing for me.
And that's so important. How about you, Matthew? Have you stayed encouraged during this time?
Yeah, definitely making sure that I check in on people. And one-on-one conversations seem to still just give a lot of life. And that's been great. And then personally, just my personal journey is I'm more of an introvert. And I love getting away. And so I spend some time away once a month and just really recharge my batteries. And that allows me to kind of just keep that kind of hand on the wheel for the community that I lead in, mm-hmm. and it's really great. And so we've been really encouraged by the school and other community partners that have come alongside us mm-hmm. in the same effort.
Right. That's now. Awesome. And where do you like to go? Do you go to the mountains? Do you go to the ocean? Where do you?
Yeah, I most of the time I go to Pacific City.
I'm learning about that
yeah,
place.
It's just a great beach town.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Or I'll go to the monastery in Mount Angel.
Oh, I've heard about that place.
Good
kind
places.
Of up on the hill, right?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to learn more about that. Well, I think we all grow by getting to know one another. You two didn't know each other today, and now you do. And yet you said your daughters have gone to camp there. It's kind of a small world after all, isn't it? Yeah, that's encouraging.
No, we love Canyon View.
Well, I know I am encouraged by you being here and the ministries that you do and whatever we can do to help and get the word out. Certainly get me those events and that information. We'll continue to tell the good stories of your ministries, okay?
Thank you so much
for being a part of the show this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Friends, I want to remind you, if you have ministries or community organizations that you support, partner, want to get their word out, please send that information to me. I'd love to promote them and talk to them on the air. Send it to me at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. There are a few things I want to remind you as we move into the weekend. Tonight is Freedom Business Fellowship. That's at 7 p.m. tonight. And I want to encourage you to, if you're a business owner or you know a business owner that would love to come and get some encouragement, that's at 7 p.m. tonight. I'm so excited because beloved cheesecake, we're going to have cheesecake tonight as some great desserts tonight as well. And so if it's something that you think you want to go, send me an email and you'll be my guest. How's that? I think they had some pre-registration, but I'll bring you tonight. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We'll bring you along and have you be encouraged. And then certainly as we move through next week, don't forget about Sunday is Patriot Academy, Bible Citizenship class at People's Church at 11:30. Wednesday night is continuing Liberty First University with Chris Ann Hall at the River Church at 7 p.m. We've got to know our constitutional rights. If we can't define liberty, how can we defend it? We need to stand strong together. We are better together. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed, friends. Remember, God bless you and God bless the USA. Thank you for listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.